Campaign news. Vote Leave, take control. Vote Leave for points-based immigration policy. We send £350 million a week to the EU. That's £50 million every day. Enough to build a new hospital every week. Pro-EU campaign has actually disputed that figure. They say it's only half a hospital sent to the EU every week. But as far as I'm concerned, that's still half a hospital too much. 250,000 EU migrants a year come to the UK, and five new countries are in the queue to join, including Albania, Serbia and Turkey. It's out of control and damages the NHS. It's safer to take back control and spend our money on our priorities. Imagine if we vote Leave on the 23rd of June, we can introduce a fairer immigration policy, which welcomes doctors, teachers and scientists, and stops criminals getting in. Vote Leave, take back control on the 23rd of June. Take back control of our borders. Recent statistics have revealed the huge pressure that uncontrolled migration puts on our public services. On top of this, high levels of migration have put downward pressure on wages. Neither of these are good for British families struggling to make ends meet. As such, four leading members of the Vote Leave campaign, Michael Gove, Boris Johnson, Priti Patel and Gisela Stewart, have today called for the creation of a new, safer and more humane immigration system. You can read full details at our website. This would be based on an Australian-style points system, which would ensure that people can come to the UK based on their skills rather than their nationality. EU citizens would no longer have the automatic right to live and work in the UK, and we would ensure fairness between EU citizens and others, including those in Commonwealth countries. The new system would mean that rights of Irish citizens and citizens from the EU already lawfully resident in the UK would be unaffected. The law would change, however, to give the British government the power to deport criminals, terrorists, and those whose presence in the UK is not conducive to the public good, and stop violent criminals from entering the UK. It would also give the government control of our immigration, asylum law, and social security system. By taking back control, we can ease the pressure on our public services and create an immigration system which welcomes the brightest and best from around the world. It's the safer choice to vote Leave on the 23rd of June, and ensure that we can vote for those who determine Britain's immigration policy. Let's bake control. On Saturday the 11th of June, Vote Leave is holding its very own Bake Control Day. We want all our supporters and activists to join in the fun and bake for Britain. We've put together some fabulous recipes which have been created by our culinary experts to get you in the mood. Why not host a tea party or do some advanced baking before the start of Euro 2016? All you need to do to take part is sign up to Vote Leave's exclusive Bake Control Day recipe book, full of facts about how Britain's membership of the EU holds our country back. Visit our website for details. There are also some fantastic signed goodies to be won. Once you've created your Vote Leave masterpiece, share your images with everyone on social media using the hashtag #BakeControl and #VoteLeave. Visit the website to register and ask your friends and family to sign up too. Referendum broadcast, your chance to win £50 million. Last night saw our second referendum broadcast on TV, which highlighted the fact that we send £50 million to the EU every day. It also showcased our competition, which gives participants the chance to win our daily EU budget contribution if they correctly predict the results of Euro 2016. You can watch it at our website. Although the broadcast is light-hearted, it has a serious message to it. As well as the vast sums of money we send to Brussels every day, it highlighted the fact that Turkey, with a population of 76 million, is set to join the EU. It also showed where our money goes, with MEPs receiving high wages as well as generous expense packages. This is a bitter pill to swallow when uncontrolled migration is forcing wages down for the lowest paid in the UK. Visit our site to make a donation. It's not too late. Vote Leave, take back control on the 23rd of June. www.voteleavetakecontrol.org